Let us hear the word of God. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let us sing to his praise this morning in Psalm 98, page 360. Page 360, Psalm 98. We'll sing the four verses on that page, marked 1 to 4. Psalm 98, verses 1 to 4. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, the wonders he has done. What wonders! His right hand and his holy arm him victory hath won. What is that victory? The Lord God, his salvation, hath caused to be known. His justice in the heathen's sight he openly hath shown. And where has he done that? He's done that on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us sing then Psalm 98, verses 1 to 4. We will stand to sing and remain standing for prayer afterwards.
Oh, sing a new song to the Lord.
Almighty, holy, righteous God, Lord of heaven and earth, as your creatures, and as failing creatures at that, we plead with you by your grace, for you are a gracious God, that you would accept such offerings of praise and thanksgiving. That you would accept as we would seek to attribute glory and honor unto you. And so much the more because these things you have not withheld from us, that we have a knowledge of these, and that you have not left us to ourselves. We would offer thanks, O Lord, and indeed praise you, that you have granted an open door, that we may draw near, and that you have granted it at a tremendous cost, even to yourself. You have made your heart of love known to us in the person of your Son, Christ Jesus. As you have done through all the years, O Lord, so now, you have demonstrated your great faithfulness. Cause us each one, O God, to commend our trust entirely to that faithfulness. That you have spoken, will you not do it? We give thanks, O Lord, that there is every demonstration that not once have you reneged on your promises. We give thanks to, O God, that through all of these things, and indeed in the giving of your Son, in the lifting up of your right arm, your mighty hand, in the sending of your own Son for salvation, you have also maintained your own love and justice and holiness. You have maintained these utterly. Not once have these been broken. And so as we reflect on these things, O God, may we indeed see your holiness and rejoice in it, rejoice in you, and seek further and deeper to exercise fellowship with you. And we pray that this might be so today, on this very occasion, as we're gathered together, and also from today, and nurtured by today, also for the days to come. We ask, Lord, that this will be a time of great blessing to us, but that as we receive blessing, we will in turn grant blessing, bless your name, that we would extend praise and honor only unto you. We commend to you too those who are absent from us. We give thanks that we can draw near so many, but we are mindful that some are missing. We commend them into your care and for your enabling. And we pray that they too will be able to find a fellowship of your people to draw together around your throne and to be encouraged and strengthened by it. We pray for those of our number who are needy. For those who are here, we ask, O Lord, that you would supply their need today at this very time. We pray that they would also be able to look upon their needs in the light of the glory of your grace, that it would be a nurturing for them, a persuading of them to go on in trust in you and your provisions. And for those also who are absent from us because of need, some perhaps not well, and those especially we commend to your care and for your healing and sustaining in the meantime. And so, Lord, we ask these things as we draw near for the purpose of worship. We ask that you would continue to grant acceptance as we would appeal unto you only in the name of Christ Jesus, knowing that this is the name you love to hear, the one whom you have loved from eternity, the one who has loved us and given himself for us. Accept us, we pray, with forgiveness of sin, cleansing from all unrighteousness, and all for his sake and glory. Amen. Just have the attention of the children at this stage. There was something came to mind when I was thinking about what I was going to preach about this morning. And I thought, you children, you will understand this, because I think you'll understand this. What's this? How many, first of all, know what this is all about? Do you know what it is? Anna-Marie?
It's a toy shop.
It's a toy shop. How do you know it's a toy shop? Have you been there? Yeah? What's it called? Yes, Maria, what's it called? Do you know? Toys R Us. Yeah, they've done a funny thing there in the middle, haven't they? Just to confuse you. But it's Toys R Us, and Anna-Marie's told us the right thing. It's a toy shop. Okay. So when you go to Toys R Us, what do you find there? Gideon? Toys? Anything else? Ben? Bites? Anyone else? Anything else? Yes, Gideon again? Pool table? John?
Helmets?
For bikes? Yeah, Ben? Swimming pools? What do you put all these things together? Not just toys, but... Yes, Fionn? Jigsaws, that's a good one too. Gideon, sorry. Sports, yeah. Ben? Sorry? Things you play with. What's another word for that? Things you play with or things that you play are games. Things like that. All of these things you expect to find at Toys R Us. Okay? Now I know there's a Toys R Us shop at Woking. Maybe there's another one that you know somewhere. And let's say you go shopping with Mum and Dad one day and you see that sign, much bigger than that of course, it's probably as big as this room, and it's there, and you say, what do you say? What do you usually say when you see that sign? Yeah, my boys want to say something. Okay, Christine? Can we go there? Okay, so you say that to Mum and Dad, can we go there? And so eventually, one day in five times that you've asked, they say, all right, we can go. And you go in, and you know, this time, toys? No toys. No games. You find clothes, you find books, you find food. Sounds more like Tesco, doesn't it? Not Toys R Us. So what would you say? What do you say? You don't find any toys. You find games, you find clothes, you find food. What do you think you might say, Ben? Okay, you would say, where are the toys? No toys. This isn't a toy shop. Not a toy shop if it's got the name. But it's not a toy shop anymore. Why is it not a toy shop? It calls itself a toy shop. Shouldn't it be a toy shop? You can't call yourself a toy shop if you don't have toys. Yeah? Is that fair enough? Don't think you would you? And you might go to the manager and say, you need to stop calling yourself a toy shop because you don't have any toys or games. Stop calling yourself a toy shop if you're not going to sell toys. You know, we need to think about that. Because we can often call ourselves Christians. Instead of these fancy letters, we're writing Christian. Maybe I should have done that with a big star around it. But what if somebody goes in and looks into your life? And you say, but I don't see Christian things there. Toy shop, I don't see toys. Stop calling yourself a toy shop. Christian, I don't see Christian things. How can you call yourself a Christian? Now the other way to think about that is to say, well, I can call myself a Christian if I live as a Christian, if I show that I'm a Christian. You know, somebody does look inside, just like you might go into that toy shop and you look inside and say, well, is it really a toy shop? Somebody does look inside, even if you can't see properly. Yes, Maria? Jesus does, doesn't he? God can see inside. Does he find Christian things in you that you really can call yourself a Christian? You know, children, I'm not just talking to you, am I? I want mums and dads and everybody here to listen in on this one too. Because it's important for all of us. If I go into a bookshop, which I love to do, what happens if there's just food? I probably walk straight up. Not a bookshop. Will you be just like a child of God needs to be? Will you show the things that belong to a Christian, that make you a Christian? Just think about that. You can't avoid it, can you? I know that you're going to see this sign many days, very, very often through your life, and I don't want you to forget this. When you see that sign, let it happen in your head, and you suddenly see Christian across there, and you say to yourself, ah, what's that reminding me about, eh? Please don't forget that. Let's turn to read, and hopefully we'll be able to see why I'm thinking about these things. Read, and it's not the Gospel of John, it's the first letter that John wrote. The same man, but he wrote three letters, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, and we'll look at number 1. Page number is there if you need it to help you find it. 1083. So it's 1 John, and we'll read chapter 3. I know the Bible is, most of you have in front of you, there's a section that starts in the last chapter, verse 28, but I do actually want to read from verse 1 of chapter 3, just to start there for the, because that's a very powerful thing that John is saying here. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brothers righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is God's word. May his blessing be upon it. May the praise be unto him indeed for this wonderful truth. May we respond to our reading of God's word by singing again in Psalm 34. Psalm 34, turn to page 40. John expressed the spirit there of as an elder leader in the church, of speaking to his little children, tremendous care that he had. And so also the psalmist, in verse 11, Psalm 34, verse 11, "Come hear, my children, gather round and listen to my word, and I will help you understand how you may fear the Lord." Does anyone delight in life and long to see good days? Then keep your tongue from evil speech, your lips from lying ways. Depart and turn from evil paths and practice what is right. Desire to know the way of peace. Pursue it with your might. And then we sing down to verse 18. So it's five stanzas altogether from verse 11 to 18, Psalm 34. Let's stand to sing.
Come hear, my children, gather round and listen to my word, and I will help you understand how you may fear the Lord.